Today's topics, by the way, are yogurt and dog piss.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. It's we are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set. It's
well, hey there, hi there, and how diddly do da do you do there, ladies? It's me, Wanda Wisdom, and I would like to welcome you to another fabulous episode of Eat This Hot Show. It is a show of trantascular.
Jesus trantascular, Christ.
And lesbianic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot there's only two trannies.
And a regular regular guy with a lady's name. I'm not a tranny either.
Who?
We got a lesbian, anyway. We got a tranny, and we got a regular guy with a lady's name.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I am Wanda Wisdom, and I am a tranny, a preoperative metaphorical tranny. And on my left, rhetorically, metaphorically, and sporically.
Just let her introduce the show. We'll be done in a minute.
Matt,
that's all it takes.
Huh?
If we just
Madge
let you
Weinstein.
Go.
Oh. Who? What?
Fuck.
Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com. Hello, Madge.
What part of recording between 1 and 2 does my boss hole not understand?
Oh.
He just Skype hole. Messaged me. I told him, I'm recording between 1 and 2 Eastern Time. What's the problem?
Okay, well, so much for your introduction. On my right or left or whichever is the opposite of the one I just said, we have a papier-mâché head.
In the shape of a barrel. Oh, again. Oops.
In the shape of a...
Madge has held the head. It is polymer clay.
It's papier-mâché, actually.
That's
papier-mâché.
Right.
You can tell it's the cheap kind of papier-mâché because you can tell that she had a balloon and covered the balloon with papier-mâché, you know, like you do in grade school.
And oh, so I was going to say, because there's
sunken in and ugly.
You're a liar.
No.
Her name is Auntie Vera Charles, much like the drunken sod from Auntie Mame. Hello, Auntie Vera.
I love the way you say Auntie, because out here we say Auntie.
And well, see, normally so when I'm referring to my my own family, I would say Aunt, but I think you're an Auntie. Auntie sounds very...
Oh, so you
very,
do it like when you say Muslim and Facebook.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, indeed. I see. So it's an affect.
Yes, like most of my personhood.
Oh, well, that's okay. I like it very much.
I am one giant walking affect.
And you do it very well, Wanda.
Well, thank you.
Certainly.
Okay, so now let's start today's Eat This Hot program, shall we?
Well, it's about fucking time.
Okay, well, had you arrived on time, perhaps we would be halfway through the program today.
Well, it isn't my fault. It's my special needs child.
You mean your retarded dog?
Yes. Please don't be cruel. His name is Howard, and he rides the short bus, the canine short bus.
So before what does a retarded dog sound like?
What?
Sounds probably like Vera. We don't use the R word. Listen. The thing is, I prepared this in advance. I would really like to play for you the song that's been in my head all morning. Thanks to you, ladies.
Happy is Bay by Bo Boop.
F-U-C-K-U-U-U.
Pick it, baby, by Bo Boop. Pick it, by fuck you.
She is gay, 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 gay guy. You can go goo, goo, goo.
Oh, man.
Gay guy.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for that.
I got it. I got to tell you, I told Vera when I saw her in Los Angeles that I wasn't able to play it properly. I could only hear the left channel when I was watching it on the airplane. Which didn't.
We're talking about the movie, yeah. The Forbidden Zone.
Right, The Forbidden Zone. Mm-hmm. So now I figured out how to get it to work on my iPad, and I've been watching it every single night when I go to bed. It's just weird. I don't know why.
What did I tell you? Did I tell you you would not be?
Yes.
It's right up your alley. It is perfect. It is your kind of film.
Well, you do know everything.
It's
except
true.
The fact that you know everything.
No, I don't. I know very little. I know a little bit about a lot of things. That's all.
I just love that song. It's so catchy.
Isn't it?
It's disturbing.
Uh-huh. I love Squeeze It Henderson.
I'm done.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that, for putting the lewd back in interlude.
And Vera, I'll put that in the holder. It's all queued up, so it should be no problem for you.
Won't it? Oh, yes, no, of course I needed to.
It won't show up.
Why am I so loud today?
Actually, I could just do that, so have it show up in my... Never mind. Yeah, I'll just have it show up in my audio stream.
And that guys are the ones that are so loud today. I apologize if my audio's fucked up, but I think...
Sorry.
Well, I'll do my best.
We've got that out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now on to more important topics.
Yes.
Perhaps... Sure. We should cover the urine that you wanted to discuss, Madge.
Well, I would like to talk about why Vera was so late, and it has to do with dog piss, Vera.
I have an angel of a dog, our newest acquisition, who's been with us several months now. His name is Howard, and he came with all kinds of problems, not the least of which was one... Are you playing cards? What the hell is... What's going on?
No, I was noticing that you said, and I was enjoying that with a piece of paper.
I don't understand why you can't just fucking sit still and do a program. Keep your mouth next to the microphone.
Why
am
I? I don't understand you can do a fucking... Why you can't do a fucking program without a goddamn smoothie up your ass?
Oh.
Well... Oh, and I also didn't change the date. This is going to be great.
Doctor, I'm going to play that fucking song again.
No, don't. Anyway, one of his problems is that when his bladder gets full, he leaks. He can't contain himself. And if we flake out and don't take him out about every half an hour or sooner...
Holy shit.
Yeah, except for what's wonderful is he does sleep through the night, which is a terrific thing. But during the day, when he's awake and drinking water... It's every half an hour outside, and if we screw up, the sweet thing can't hold it, and it goes. And depending on where he is, if it's hardwood, or tile, it's okay. We just wipe it up. But if it's a carpet, or if it's the bedspread, or if it's a disaster. So things have to be, you know, immediately taken down to the washer and put in the washing machine. And
did you invest in one of those carpet cleaning machines?
We actually have bought. Stock in Nature's Miracle, because that's what you dab it on. Yes, and so that's what we do. And because we've gotten into a good rhythm with him, it doesn't happen a lot. But when it does, so that's what happened.
Now, you're going to have to do this for the entirety of this dog's life.
Maybe. We don't know.
But
he may
be like... You obviously know his routine. Is there a problem with the fact that maybe he doesn't like you doing this program?
It's entirely possible. I think
you don't like it.
Yeah.
How about a doggy diaper?
Well, we tried. They're called belly bands when they're for boys because they wrap around there. We can't do that with him for a lot of reasons, but the main reason is that if we just let the day go by without taking him out, he would be walking around in a soaked diaper.
I'm sorry, did you just say Dago? We don't talk that way, Vera.
Dago, he's a Dago. You're a wop and you like lasagna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Totally. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of reasons, including the fact that because they are Weimaraners, this breed is very rambunctious, and we have two.
I got to remember not to ask this woman a question about her dog.
And there are two of them. Well, you
aren't
asked
they me, really called Wee Wee Reminders?
Yes, Wee Wee Reminders. Well, you asked a question, and I'm answering it. Why don't you put an adult?
No, but I didn't need the Gettysburg fucking address.
And because we have two of them, they play extraordinarily rambunctiously.
Oh wait, ladies. Oh well, shit!
What? Did you stop recording?
Be off. Well, it paused for some unknown reason. It said disk too slow and paused.
Do you have something else running on the computer or something?
It shouldn't be. Maybe. I can quit some things. Do you want? Can we just do a boop, boop, boop?
Yeah, we can do an absolutely another 3, 2, 1. Are you ready?
You should check to make sure nothing is running crazy on your computer real quick, too. Yeah. No BitTorrent, no, like, Time Machine. Make sure you don't have...
That could be what it is.
Is your Time Machine twirling?
I don't know. Okay, let me pull up my...
Yeah.
Let me just pull up my thingamabooby.
I think this is an appropriate time. Are we ready?
Or do I have to play more? Don, I'm trying to pull up my fucking utility.
This is my day of days that I get to play this. For a reason? Wow.
I really don't want this show turning into your piece of shit, crap ass show that you do where you play shit over and over and over again.
Alright, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, ready?
Madge,
yeah. Put your money. Can I help you? I'm gonna 3, 2, 1 again. Get ready.
All right, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Well, we're back from a little technical difficulties, ladies. Sorry about that. You probably noticed absolutely nothing wrong, but
I would like to point out,
retarded.
I am not the one that had them this time.
Well, I would like to point out that this is the first in about 500 years that I've had. But
yeah, right.
And so anyway, I was talking about my dogs. And if they...
God, Baker, stop!
Belly bands don't work. Big dog cock. Next topic.
Okay.
Oh.
I have a topic. As one of our listeners so astutely realized, I only have topics when I'm not hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I only have topics for you.
May I recite it? Because you won't hear me say this often. The name of this topic is Vera Was Right.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear God.
With respect to the Schwartzes. Now.
What?
This was in Miami, where I am at the moment and have been for a little over a week. We have this thing on Memorial Day weekend called Urban Weekend.
Which is euphemistic.
Yeah. Schwartzies.
Do the Schwartzies call it Urban Weekend, or do the white-assed crackers call it Urban Weekend?
I don't know. The paper calls it Urban Weekend. The blacks call it Let's Murder Each Other Day.
Oh, Lord. Days.
It was such a fucking mess. Even Lady Bunny wrote about it in her blog. It was like, these fucking people kept
even Lady Bunny?
Even her.
Wow.
Like, it's really awful. I don't mean to be racial, but they do terrorize the entire South Beach. It has become this. I mean, Vera, remember, didn't you tell me what my friend said is that's the weekend you get the fuck out of Miami? Didn't you not tell me that?
Yes, that's what I said, that a podcasting friend said that his friend said, don't come to Miami during this weekend because it is overrun with black people. And I thought, God, that's a hideous racist thing to say.
It's not because it's overrun by black people, even though that it is. The problem is it's overrun by screaming people who play music 24/7, blaring out of their high car mess.
And the important point being is it doesn't matter what color they are, they're assholes.
Right.
Okay.
So the and the women with the gigantic asses with the thongs just making everyone want to. I mean, the city just gets terrorized. Half the beach actually leaves because you can't sleep on the beach. I mean, on the beach, if you live on the beach, you can't sleep. It's 24-hour rap music playing. It's fucking awful. But not just that. And all you fucking political correct people, go fuck yourselves. Come here. Stay on the beach Memorial Day weekend and then tell me I'm not right. Okay, faggots. Listen, it's fucking horrible. So then they had this big shooting and like four cops came out because some guy supposedly wouldn't stop at a light. And, you know, the guy in the car ends up getting shot. Three bystanders get shot. There's fucking shootings left and right. And so anyway, that's true. The end. Vera was right. About the blacks. Fucking awful. I feel like, oh, and the best thing is, you know, I borrowed my mother's car because they're in Europe. Fucking vandalized. Fucking window got broken in. I've got it on fucking video camera, you know, because it was in front of our office. So I have it. The person throwing a rock at my mother's car is going to cost me hundreds of dollars. This is the fucking disrespectful assholes that come.
Wait a minute. Oh, you mean there was like a security camera?
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say, what were you doing standing there taking video of someone?
Oh, yeah.
Right. What were they doing? Just randomly throwing a rock through the window?
Yep.
Is it a white people's car or what?
I mean, a red BMW.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, they deserved it. She was asking, that car was asking for it.
Well, you know.
But it's like, and for the same reason
that's
had a leave.
Odd. I've never heard of this weekend, much less the.
I know. I never heard. I mean, until I heard what sounded like a hideous, horrible, racist slam. You know.
No. And I had to go to an undisclosed location because right now I'm at this condo. Me and my boss's co- I had to leave because, as you know, we work in a rather urban pornography genre, and we had this
urban.
Condo was every day I'd wake up and there's more. More young black guys in this place until the point where I got where I don't know what day it was, like maybe Wednesday or Thursday. I woke up and there were like 12 people. My bathroom is horrible. The toothpaste, my toothpaste is squeezed all over the fucking sink.
Oh, dear.
And
God.
It was just, oh, and then Trotsky starts eating out of the garbage because somebody threw out a bunch of eggs. And I just said, look, you know, I just packed up my bags and I fucking left and came back yesterday. That's how fucking bad it is in this fucking city. It's like whoever they are, whether they're black or white, I'm sure there's some white people, whatever, but whoever they are, their behavior is fucking disrespectful of everything there is.
Like, so it sounds like, less like a racial thing than a cultural thing.
No, it's racial. I'm just making it seem like it isn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to be politically correct.
Well, because, you know, there's like some gays that they do things that are gay.
Well, this is the other thing, and this is racial. I would just like to ask a question. Why? Now, I've been to a gay bar, so have you, Wanda, how often have you seen a fight break out in a gay bar?
Unless it's like rural and there are lesbians involved, not at all.
Yeah, okay, me too. Now, every single time, pretty much, I'd say 80 to 90% of the time, they're even on video too, there's websites for these kind of fights. Every single weekend, they at these black gay clubs, there's a fight that breaks out. Pretty much every time, not even just every weekend, every fucking night. There's fights that break out. They take videos on them. They're on YouTube. There's sites for black fights. Why? I don't fucking get it. I mean, I really feel like there's a serious problem in the black community where they all fucking want to kill each other. It's not like they're shooting white.
But, you know, that's probably, I don't know, because I've never been in a black gay club and I don't see these things. But I hear that the straight clubs in general, there's always men fighting, aren't there?
I mean, this isn't a straight club. It's a black
gay club. But I'm saying, you know, I don't know that you could make a racial case when, you know, there are a bunch of straight clubs where men, you know, start fighting each other. I don't know. Because I've always said, I don't know.
Well, I think it is. I understand being a straight thing because I always thought men and lesbians, which are really the same thing. Straight men and lesbians are like, you know, straight women and gay men. There's more feminist, female type, traditionally female behavior. And that's why I don't understand why a black gay bar would sort of go against that.
Well, again, I think it is probably a cultural thing in the sense that, you know, there are certain cultures that promote, and I'm not talking about races because, again, race is a construct, but there are cultures that encourage violent behavior as an expression of strength and
Well, here's what I, the only thing conclusion I could come to, and then I'll shut the Christ hole up, is I know that, like, I've been, when I talk about how my sister raises her kids, because they never, ever hit them, ever. You know, and I've talked to people I work with, and they're like, oh, no, that's the problem with white people. They don't hit their kids. You know, you want a kid to, and that is a cultural thing. You know, I would say that, you know, sort of educated white people generally don't hit their kids.
Well, probably. Well, I don't know. Can you make it educated people in general?
No, I really don't know. I don't know.
Because I would think, you know, well, I don't know. That's probably a stereotype, too. But I would tend to think
perhaps it's education. Yes, perhaps it has to do with education, but whatever it is. OK, regardless, white or black, whatever. Whoever, I think that maybe it has to do with a culture of people who are raised around physical violence. Maybe that causes physical violence as an adult. I mean, maybe it's not too much of a stretch to think that.
Yeah.
Vera, what do you think? Are you getting peed on or what?
No, I'm. What do I think about what? You've covered 90,000 topics in the past 3 minutes. I don't know which one to comment on.
Racist I'm being.
Well, I've heard the discussion before about, you know,
so much for what I think.
Like spanking versus slapping. You know, the way parents raise their kids, and that there's a racial or cultural context. Vera?
What?
What I'm mainly asking you about is, what do you think of the whole thing about, you know, being raised with hitting kids and then becoming violent adults? Do you think there's a correlation?
Sure. It perpetuates itself.
I was asking Vera AIDS, though, because she ain't talking.
Oh, well, she's not talking. She's doing something with her dog.
I'm sitting here listening to you, truly. There was no way to get a word in edgewise there for a while, so I was just listening. I'm really on the fence about this whole... first of all, you should never slap a child anywhere but on the ass. That's it, if it's anywhere but on the ass... It's absolutely.
That just sounds weird.
It's absolutely.
Where'd you get that rule? Where'd that come from?
Because that's.
It just sounds like you should never slap a child anywhere but on the ass.
I think we're back to 50s Vera again. Oh, great. Now I pissed her off. She's not going to finish her sentence.
No, I'm going to. I'm just waiting for you to run out of gas, which happens eventually. You can spank a kid on the bottom because that's you make a ritual out of it. You say this is the punishment. You're going to get swatted on your butt. Well, you all right? You know, fuck you.
All I said is a ritual. It
you know
was
what?
A chorus,
I don't.
God,
I know. I don't.
It's a fucking chorus. I can do that.
Go on.
I wasn't interrupting. It was a chorus.
Go on. I'm not.
It's just a chorus.
Go on, please. Next topic. Go on.
No, I'm curious. I like this discussion actually because.
I don't think you should ever hit a child in any form but ritually, meaning this is your punishment. You did this when you were told not to. You're going to get a spanking for it because otherwise you're hitting a child in anger. And if you're hitting a child in anger, that's where the learning is. That's how you deal with your anger. You strike out physically and you can't teach that to a child.
But you can hit somebody on the kid on the butt in anger, too. You mean as a formal punishment?
Yeah, it should be. I think a parent is responsible to not let their anger turn into physical violence. Mm-hmm. They can because that's wrong. To hit anything in anger is wrong because that's you're not in control. If you're making it a punishment, if you're making the physical abuse, the corporal punishment a punishment, it has to be ritualized. It's the same thing that they do, and once again, I don't necessarily agree with this either, but it's the same thing that they do with putting people to death. They've made a ritual out of it. You know, they lay down, they put the injection things in, they do
that. See, I think that makes it even creepier when it comes to death penalty.
Well, death penalty is what I'm saying is it's a different subject, but it's the same kind mm-hmm. of ritualizing something so that
it's more about the yes, it's so more about the people watching.
And it's also about the people doing. See, the guy that's going to die is going to die no matter what. But the people that are killing him feel better about ritualizing it because it isn't being done vengefully or out of anger. And the same
what about if you if you ritually sacrifice your child to Satan.
Well, that works too.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Well, now, you know, there is a glut of children in the world. And if people aren't going to adopt their, you know, these children, some of whom are retarded and have issues,
and we can get we can get something from Satan by just dropping a few of them, I think it's fair. Yes. Now,
drop him a bone.
The other thing I wanted to discuss about one of the subjects that you touched upon is something that I deal with, and I learned a valuable lesson the other day. In that you were talking about the constant rap music being played, which would drive me over the edge. I would probably go out into the bay, jump in, and just die because I despise that music so much.
If you heard it 24 hours, you mean?
Yeah, even if I heard it for 15 minutes. But if I heard it for 24 hours, it would be death. It would be death for me. But once again, you've got to look, you've got to shift that in your mind so that, let's say that we're at Mardi Gras or we're at a gay pride festival that's going on for 24 hours, 48 hours for an entire weekend, and you happen to have a home there, and you're okay with people that are gay, but why do they have to be playing that goddamn Lady Gaga 24 hours a day? Why do we have to hear this music constantly? I think it's just a matter of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. As opposed to those people doing something
home.
Wrong. I know.
Home.
Well, yeah. But you also, this is the example that I wanted to give. I was sitting with my windows open here recording the other day, and I had mentioned before that there's a house up the hill that plays music at weird times just so loud that it just fills this valley here.
It's Arab music, right?
What I found out was the Arab music is when the parents are home, but when the kids are home, they play whatever's popular with the kids. So, which I despise, you know, all this shit they're playing, and I'm listening to this and I'm going out of my mind because I'm thinking how incredibly rude this is, how monster. I just want to go up there and fucking kill them. And suddenly, they start playing for whatever reason. 1940s music and 1950s music, and I come in. Oh, my smoothie's here. And
my God. Talk about ritual.
Yes. Come, just say hi, Mr. Smoothie Delivery Man. Say hi to Imagine Wanda.
Hi, Imagine Wanda.
Okay, thank you. I love you. Bye. So what I was saying is when...
You know what this is like? This is like the music thing. It's like when they play music to make King Kong chill.
Yes.
That's what it is with you. They say, oh, we have this ghastly, gigantic Vera thing on the hill.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to call the police on us. We better play the 40s music so that she falls asleep instead of attacks us.
But my point was this. When they started playing the 40s and 50s music, it was just as loud. It was just as invasive. But because I love that music, I was going, oh, I love that. It felt good. It was hearing that wafting down the hill. But, 20 minutes ago, they were playing shit that I didn't like, and I was furious. So I wonder if there's a lesson somewhat there to be learned that because I agree that the destructive behavior, throwing rocks, killing each other, all of that violence is horribly, horribly wrong. But I think maybe the fact that a group of people is partying in a way that doesn't, that isn't some way that you would like to party or that you would appreciate, that we have to be really careful there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I do think too, in this day and age, the way that society, technology and how things are changing, there's this like increasing like cocoonerization, something like that, where like we have this expectation of private space that's not to be invaded because we've either got our earphones in or we've got our windows drawn or our blinds drawn or whatever. And I think we're probably more averse to being affected by, we're in our cars with the windows up and the air conditioning on. We're in our buildings, which are closed and, climate controlled. And so there's probably some sort of
we're only with the people that we have chosen to be with as opposed to
being. Yeah, and our social networks are the people we want. So there's an increasing agitation or frustration with people when they invade our space or we perceive it as invading our space. No?
I agree.
Lesbian.
What? I'm sorry, I was replying to an email about my dream hosting bill. They want me to pay $120.
You need to run away.
My website wasn't working for like 3 days.
You need.
Yes,
to
I
not
agree
work.
With whatever you said.
Yeah, I had problems with them like 2 years ago, and you can't get a hold of them, and they don't do anything, and you need to find someone else.
Oh, you switched?
Well, we went and got I have a couple things still on a DreamHost account, but nothing critical.
This is great podcasting. Can we move forward?
I was going to say, put down your
just
email.
Just eat your smoothie. I'll type my email, and you know, Wanda can talk. Mm-hmm. Do we need a soundtrack?
No.
Oh. No.
Don't play that fucking thing again.
Okay.
As I said when we were crashed and burning, I don't want Eat This Hot Show to turn into the Madge Weinstein attention deficit disorder playing the same clip over and over and over again show.
You got that right.
Yeah.
ADD up the ass.
Uh-huh.
Life is on a goddamn treadmill thanks to that disorder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking a lot about war lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think war is ever justified?
War.
No.
Okay, though. Well, that was succinct.
War ever justified? Well, I think a personal war, God, that's a tough one, Wanda, because
while you're forming your thought, let me just explain why I've been thinking about this, because I think about, is it too easy to, okay, so, you know, you can say you're against war as an individual, because it really, you know, sure, okay, I'm against war. I'm against killing people. But when you're a part of a society that promotes war and is actively pursuing war, you know, so basically the difficulty of sort of absolving yourself as an individual, but then being a part of a society that, you know, is perpetuating it. Do you see that there could be some sort of a...
I would pose this question because in my mind, the only justification for war is if it's in direct response to being aggressively attacked. That's the only time. Like, to me, even though there was a lot of crap around World War II, after Japan did what it did and it gave us an excuse to dive in, I really think that war had some justification to it. From Vietnam on, I mean, even Korea didn't have a lot of justification to it at all because we were sticking our nose once again where we don't belong. So I think if we go to war with the concept that we are policing the world and making it right for everybody, there's no justification for it whatsoever. However, if we are responding to being directly attacked, I think that there's a different story. About
but then
war.
Aren't you just at the whim? And here's because that sounds like a good explanation. But then I wonder, then you're just at the whim of making a good explanation for why it's a defensive reaction.
I mean, attack with what? You know, like you have a lot of times Palestinian kids throwing rocks and Israeli soldiers retaliating with bullets. I mean, I think if you're going to do this thing about a just war, you have to somehow involve... I don't think it's that easy, really. To me, it's much easier to make a generalization. I don't think war is ever justified, but that doesn't mean we're not going to defend ourselves if somebody's killing all of our Jews. You know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. I'm maybe not articulating it well. If somebody lands on our soil with, their machine guns drawn and they're heading into the inland, and it's a country that's doing it, I think we're justified in saying it's time to war with that country because they are attacking us. I mean, they're literally attacking us. So I think that kind of war is truly unavoidable. But what has happened in culturally and societally and in the world is that we have made excuses to war that don't come from direct conflict. They come from concepts and ideas and why these people should, why these people don't have a right to exist and we do have a right to exist.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's easy to get distracted by the idea. I mean, the idea of, okay, yes, if somebody attacks you, you're going to retaliate. That is human nature. We defend our lives. But that is different to me than saying, is a war ever justified? Because war is pointless. The problem with defending yourself is not you defending yourself. It's the person that attacked you. And it's how do you, without everybody sort of being enlightened enough to realize that war is absolutely pointless, it doesn't really work. Pacifism doesn't really work. And this is a big problem for me because ideologically I am a pacifist, but in reality, how can you be a pacifist if somebody's attacking you?
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult. But the thing is that
you become a dead pacifist.
War is just so stupid. I don't know how any other way to put it. It is so goddamn dumb for some man to think, you know, here he's got a family. And somehow our society, many societies view it as you know, Arabs or whatever, Islamist fundamentalists view the same thing with suicide bombers, you know, martyrdom. And they get, you know, they make little nice videos about them and shit. And, you know, they become heroes for dying. Yeah, but the
problem not even that, but every society. I mean, we just had Memorial Day.
Right. The whole idea that you're somehow a hero for dying for your country, to me, is just retarded. I mean, of course, it's a certain, you know, it's not easy to, it's just stupid. I don't know what else to say. I was like, I can't even make sense out of it. But like, you're dead. Your kids don't have a fucking father. That sucks. You know, he didn't just, it's just fucking stupid. That's all you have is your life. And you're going to throw it away and not exist for some fucking bullshit state. I read this quote from Einstein yesterday. It's something that said, anybody who willingly goes to war, you know, might as well, it was an accident for them to have anything other than a spinal column because they really don't need higher functions to do that.
No, that was well put. I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I think, you know, we do, you know, politicians and we do this thing after it just being Memorial Day. You know, you notice that politicians say this thing where we're so grateful for the sacrifices these people made. And I wondered, is that just a like rationalization of the terrible tragedy of death? Like we've got to justify what, somehow tell a story that makes us feel good about what we did.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, now on to abortion.
Okay. What about abortion?
Is it a good idea?
Depends on the baby.
I love the abortion plex in The Onion. Isn't it funny? Did you see that?
No, you know what? I actually was thinking a lot about another topic yesterday was the notion that people who commit crimes, a lot of time it's just, you know, like there's a lot more to the
spit it out, honey.
There's a lot more to what causes people to commit crime. And but yet in the United States, we incarcerate more than pretty much anyone else.
Yes, and this is something I think about a lot as well.
Like, when are we going to realize that we are victims freedom, of our biology?
For me, I think freedom, which we so pride ourselves on as a country, I think freedom also involves not being in prison. That's just me. I don't really consider freedom having a larger percentage than any other country, except maybe China locked up. I don't think that's really evidence of a free country.
Yeah. And California, didn't California just get yelled at by the Supreme Court?
Yes.
And told that they need to come up with a solution to their prison problem?
Yeah.
Because they've been incarcerating too many people.
They also just accidentally released a bunch of hardcore criminals by accident because of a computer glitch.
Oh.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It's happened before, too. because the prisons are so overcrowded, they need to release. What they do is they release the least offenders, give them early release and parole and stuff. And there was a computer problem, so they released a bunch of like murderers and rapists and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, this state. You know, this state.
A computer problem. That sounds like an excuse. That just means there's a person that wasn't doing their job. I mean, surely they don't have a system that only involves computers.
No.
I mean, a computer does not open the door and say, Goodbye, murderer.
Thank you for staying at the Hilton. Goodbye, and see you later.
Thank you for murdering.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for murdering. Welcome to California.
Yeah.
Let me just put it this way. This state was so fucked up before Schwarzenegger even came along. And then when Schwarzenegger came along, oh my God.
Did you hear the story? Did you know this? You know the guy who went on the top of that tower in Texas and shot all them people?
No.
I remember it was back in the 60s,
yes,
I think.
I thought you were talking about recently. Yes, okay.
No. But like the guy, he just like one day walks up in the tower and shoots a bunch of people.
Yeah, I can relate.
Well, they found out I didn't know this, but his suicide note said, "Would you please do an autopsy on me? Because I haven't been right for the last year in the head." And they went ahead and did an autopsy, and they found a tumor in his brain that was, like, you know, doing something to parts of his brain, making him cuckoo.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But that just, you know, again, the fact that we're probably, I don't know, victims the right word, but victims of our biology in a way that maybe our current criminal justice system doesn't really do a good chance or a good job of recognizing.
Our wiring determines quite a bit.
Yeah.
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 Did we cover abortion and murder?
If this were my show, this would be a perfect time.
Don't do it. Yes, and it isn't your show. Okay, but it's not your show. Thank God it's not your show, because your show is unlistenable.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
I may be an asshole, but I'm speaking my truth.
Well, there's a difference between a show being unlistenable and having a show that no one listens to.
That's very true. And I have many, many, many listeners. So if that was a personal slam, you have to come up with something else, honey. Work on it. You can do it.
I'm doing a great job of hosting today. Oh, that's all I've got to say.
You're pissing me off for real.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I did not provoke that attack on my program.
I'm getting so scared. I'm running screaming from the building because you frightened me. Okay. See, you want to go there? That's where you wanted to go. Wanda, darling, you have been doing you've been doing a wonderful job, because you keep bringing up topics. It's just that we're not really fleshing them out, as it were.
I know. That's because I'm just pulling them randomly out of my ass.
Well, that's good. At least they're coming from somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Madge, I take it back. Your show is listenable. I apologize. I was a little too hard on you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, Vera. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Next topic.
God. Well, it's been about 42 minutes.
I'm good. I'm good. We have like 10 more minutes.
And once we cut the...
we can't end the show, or it'll seem like we were pissed.
That's true.
Well, and usually what'll happen is our next topic will get us going, and then we won't want
to
stop.
It's good to live on a high. Let me see. Mardi Gras. No, we covered that.
We talked about Israel last week. This week, what's going on in the world? Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of surprised that for the first time ever, two Minnesotans may very well be running for president, and they're both douchebags.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. It's the most bizarre thing in the world. But Michelle Bachmann looks like she's fitting a run. It has been a long journey.
What was I reading? Some headline about Sarah Palin and Donald Trump thinking about running together. Is this true?
No, they were having lunch together. She's on this tour in her bus, this big painted bus, and she's bothered by the fact that paparazzi are following her. And
well, they just today released like thousands of her emails from when she was in Alaska. There should be some doozies in that, I would imagine.
She's such
Who a released?
I guess the state of Alaska. I don't know. It's one of those things I didn't get to read. I just saw it in the headlines this morning.
Yeah. I wonder, do you still think she is a potent political force?
No. I think she's a joke, but she has a lot of power because of her attention paid to her by the media. Politically, who the fuck knows? I mean, George Bush was president. Ronald Reagan was president. Who the fuck knows?
See, George Bush was a boob who got to be president because he understood how to manipulate the machinery. And Sarah Palin is, from all indicators, from the people that are in charge of said machinery, appears to have no connection to the machinery and does not have very many supporters that would be willing to move things around for her when it comes to actually getting nominated. So I'm curious to see if she can somehow randomly transcend the nuts and bolts. I mean, that's how Barack Obama was so successful. He manipulated the machinery of the Democratic nominating process in order to, give himself the best advantage. Hillary Clinton was far more popular beyond the machine.
What do you mean he manipulated how did he do that?
I don't mean manipulated in a pejorative sense. I just mean, like, for example, with caucuses, his team knew how to work the caucus system to put him at his best advantage versus Hillary, who was really relying a lot on popularity. Well, the sheer popularity of someone doesn't turn into delegates, which then turn into a nomination. And Barack Obama.
Oh, so you're saying he worked his political. He was a politician. Like internal politics.
He worked his caucus.
Yeah, because ultimately in the party nominating process, it's purely that political machinery. And so I don't see where she's able to actually turn anything into a real.
Right, because she doesn't have respect anywhere, really.
No, in she the thinks party. She can just get on a bus and become president.
Yeah, she's a joke. But in the same way, Donald Trump is. So I guess it makes sense for them to start a party together, like the moron party.
Well, he can't anyway, because he's already made his decision to not get involved politically because he'd have to give up all of the fortune.
Ooh, I do have a good topic to end with.
Okay.
Now, we're all going to agree with this, but let's focus on solutions, shall we? Yeah, right.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Justice. This is so fucking ridiculous. Like, Clarence Thomas is the biggest fucking asshole in the world. Uncle Clarence Thomas. Justice Clarence Thomas's wife received $150,000 from anti-healthcare reform group. Now, this comes after he finally released the records, which are required by law that Supreme Court justices have to release their financial records for like the past 20 years. He's been hiding it for about 20 years or however long he's been there. So he finally released his financial disclosure, which the Ethics and Government Act of 1978 requires him to do. And turns out that his wife is donating tons of money to an anti-healthcare firm. That money comes from, I'm guessing, Clarence Thomas's salary, which we all give him by the. So he's fucking a son of a bitch asshole. And they're asking him to recuse himself. What? A recuse is at a minimum. Can't you just fucking, hello, this is fucking illegal, isn't it? I mean, he didn't do the disclosure he was supposed to do, and what a blatant disregard for the universe. Come on.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh.
No, I think people as individuals should be allowed to do whatever they want, but we should know about it, so the fact that they're disclosing it is a good thing. And certainly, at the very least, a recusal would be warranted. I mean, I would like to say, fire him, but you can't really do that. Can you impeach a Supreme Court justice?
I don't know. I mean, since the president appoints him, does that mean the president can fire him? Probably not. I don't know how that works. That'd be interesting to find out. Her name is Ginny.
Oh, she's the one who called, what's her butt? Anita Hill. She left a message on Hill's voicemail like, could you please apologize for ruining my husband's reputation?
Yeah, Maria Shrivering her, like enabling her husband to the max. I mean, and it would, there's no, you could blame the wife except for the fact that he's an even bigger douchebag. But it's like, okay, positive thing. What can we do about it? Call your fucking whoever the fuck is and ask him to recuse himself. I don't know. Call him at his office, I guess. Can you call the Supreme Court? Can people do that?
Should we do that right now? Can we do it on Skype?
No, Vera Goodman.
Here, let me see if I can figure out.
I'll have Cheryl call him.
No. Damn it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Cheryl.
Vera?
Yes.
Forgot about that.
Cheryl Markowski. Oh, no.
Purgatorium.
Oh, whoa.
Anthony Weiner wrote, from what we have already seen, the line between your impartiality and you and your wife's financial stake in the overturn of healthcare reform is blurred. Well, that's an understatement if I've ever heard one.
Thank you, by the way.
Judges are supposed to be judges. Clarence Thomas has never been a judge. He just sits there, doesn't even ask any questions, and then he votes whatever his corporations want him to vote.
He puts pubic hairs in his Coca-Colas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like you to thank you for bringing up Anthony Weiner, though, because that reminds me of the quote that I read today about
you brought up a Weiner.
Yes.
Wouldn't be the first
time. The quote that I read was that Rush Limbaugh, in discussing the Anthony Weiner scandal, said that the Anthony Weiner scandal was hard to swallow.
Oh, my dear. Weiner hard to swallow.
Can I also say Lance Armstrong drives me insane?
All-American one-nutted boy.
Listen, what is the story with the Wienergate? I don't understand the Wiener thing. Like, somebody took over his Twitter account and tweeted a penis. How is that a scandal for him?
I think because people are saying that, you know, people originally said it was him.
It was he.
What people? Like the same people that like are in the, you know.
Look, I say Muslim. I can say him.
And Facebook.
No, but what was there any implication that he did it himself, or was it just obviously a, what do you call it?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out today too, because when I came in, everybody on Facebook was talking about Wienergate.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand, so I tried to do, because of course that's more important than, you know, Afghanistan.
I can say one word, and I guarantee you that there will be 10 minutes of material coming from Madge Weinstein by saying one word. Ready?
Yeah.
And be truthful now, Madge. Don't not do it because I'm saying that. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Borgias.
I don't really know what you expect me to.
Well, you just,
I don't know.
You love,
missed something.
You love that show so much.
I do.
Yeah, and you, yes, you don't. You want to just spout about it?
No, I have a half hour left to watch of the last episode. Uh-huh. Is that? I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, really,
it's a good show, but I mean,
well, I guess
I like the
you
Tudors
know.
A lot more.
Okay.
Are you talking about something we're talking about that has that's relevant to the Catholic Church or something? I'm missing something.
No, I was attempting to get you all excited about something so that you would rattle on for the rest of the show and then we could close it out. But it didn't work.
Oh, see, I've got a shorter thing though.
Today, okay. Go ahead.
I just
got a shorter. You got a shorter thing than what?
Than Wanda. Oh. I've I'm a lesbian. So
Wanda.
I have different sized in the closets. I can switch them. I just got an email from my boss. Any dildos, lube, or anything we need for shoots? ?
Oh my god!
This is why I went to fucking college.
Oh my god!
FML. FML.
I want to know who's going to write the book on what podcasters must do to survive.
Nobody's
because
gonna
we got you doing urban porn, and I'm in a basement.
I love that word urban. It's so non-racist sounding. Maybe they'll be the new thing to call blacks now that they're African Americans, and that's too controversial because they're not really from Africa. Maybe we'll just call them urbanites.
Well, I will tell you that I drove by a barber shop in a part of town that you wouldn't expect to see a black barber shop. But we drove by and it said urban something. And I looked in and sure enough, There were black people getting their hair cut, and I thought, that is so ridiculous.
Was Queen LaQuifa there and Eddie Murphy in 10 different costumes?
Like, you got to advertise. Let's call ourselves urban so people know who we are.
Yeah, because you can't tell from the cheesy, faded posters of black women with weaves that it's a black hairstyle
show. No, it's not hairstyle. It's the barbershop. So they got the big wedges and the afro things.
More is more.
Well, we've come full circle.
We have.
I saw a chimney yesterday. One of those, she's going to look like there's a chimney on her. I was at the gas station. This guy, an urban guy had a chimney hairdo. Like, it was like the whole stack, like 3 feet, a chimney. And he had this girl with him who was wearing the short shorts. And she had the most disgusting cellulite jiggling and jangling out, and she had these short shorts on tight. She gets out of her car and pulls it out of her ass. This is the shit I have to see.
Yeah. I really one day want to do a documentary on the number 5 bus, because the hair and the ass on that bus,
you know, bad taste and ill-informed decisions cross all barriers. If you look at that website,
People of Walmart.
Is that for real, by the way?
Yes.
Like, are those really for real?
Yes, it is. Those are for real.
Of course it's real.
My point was going to be that 90% of those people are of European descent as opposed to African descent. So repulsive bad taste crosses all boundaries and borders.
This is horrible, but I went to Walmart some holiday ago, because the Targets was closed, but the Walmart was open, and I wanted to get some grocery items. It is so stereotypical in there. I mean, if you want to know what white trash is, I was dying, and I am not a judgmental person by nature. But there were some people in there. I mean, I'm used to seeing the number 5 bus. But this was a whole new world, and I literally was like, well, this is where white trash go to shop.
Well, see, the Walmarts here, it really is like, there are Walmarts in white neighborhoods, there are Walmart. I have been to Walmarts where it's all white trash like that, and I've been to Walmarts where it's all black trash. But they're segregated. Get bussed. They actually bus you. If you try to go in a large group and you're wearing really bad clothes and you're white and you try to go in the black Walmart, you get bussed. They have little shuttle buses.
I live in Los Angeles, as you know, and I live in the city where your appearance and your physical condition matters more than anything else. So everybody is pretty and perfect and great. But as in whole, if you step into a Walmart or a Kmart, it's as if there's a gravitational pull for everyone of every culture that has the worst taste, the worst body, the worst everything. They congregate to these places. And even in the city, this phony city of pretty people, Kmart is a scary place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even here.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe it. When I was in L.A. and I was with my friend Nicole in Venice, we went to a restaurant. I'm like, something is wrong here. And then I realized what it was.
Everybody
was pretty. Everybody was thin.
Yeah.
Thin. Not just normal. Not just not overweight or obese. Thin and gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was weird. I was like, is this the Stepford Wives or something?
Can I just say, I will love it when the day comes that adult American women do not have to look like Skeletor, because it scares me. Like, women, young, like 30 something women who they have that gaunt face and those creepy Madonna arms.
Yeah. And it's what people, what they strive to look like that. And what they have to do to their bodies in order to look like that is monstrous.
What are creepy Madonna arms? I don't understand.
Oh yeah. You have to see that picture.
Well, just, yeah, Google Madonna arms.
Madonna,
I mean, she looks
Madonna
like Skeletor.
No, Madonna. The fucking singer.
I wonder, is it like an over-masculinization of women? Because, you know, American culture is very masculine.
I think what I've heard, the best explanation I've heard is that it, you know, of course it comes from fashion in a major way. And fashion designers, a lot of them are gay men, and they're basically dressing drag queens. They're not dressing women. They're dressing men in dresses.
No.
So the women.
Oh, no, no. I think what it is that the clothes is matter more than anything else. So basically they just want to dress a stick figure. That's the concept. They don't want.
Well, I don't.
They don't want a woman's body to interfere with the line of their.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
Ew, that's disgusting. Oh, yes. My God.
See?
Are those really her arms? Ew.
Yeah. Isn't that gross?
And, you just know. Beauty. See, this is why I think it's like a hyper masculinization of femininity, because no man wants to fuck that. I'm sorry. No man want to fuck that except for a gay man.
I would fuck that.
When you take away the...
Only because
it's Madonna and I'm a lesbian.
When you take away the curves from a woman, you take away what is making that... Men are angular, or supposed to be. Men are angular and women are curvy. That's the way genetically we're built.
I still think fashion designers are dressing for men in dresses.
Well, you could be right. But what I always heard, you know, and I don't have the answer, but what I have always heard is that what matters to them is the clothes more than anything else, and the way the clothes hang on a skinny woman is it shows off the clothes more than if they stuck that outfit on a Zoftig woman whose, you know, cleavage was coming up above the dress and her booty was, you know, swinging as she was walking down the runway. It would distract from the clothing, and that's why they want these women bone ill, anorexic, thin. That's why.
I just don't. I mean, maybe it's, I want to know what, you know, you don't see pornography representing those kinds of women. Well, maybe you do now. I don't know. I don't look at a lot of straight porn.
Well, regular guys don't want that bone thin woman.
See,
women want to be that bone thin.
I don't see women like that at all.
The average guy doesn't want that. The average guy wants a round lady. They don't want a bone thin woman, but the women want to be bone
thin. No, either that or they want a little woman, but they don't want a little woman with a lot of muscle.
Well, I think with Kate Middleton, I found it surprising how many straight men thought she was the hottest thing ever. I mean, granted, she's beautiful, but I don't see, and I'm a lesbian, I don't see how her body was particularly beautiful. I mean, it didn't seem much there as far as shape. And they were guys saying, she's hot, I'd love to bone her. I don't get it. I really don't.
I think a lot of men probably would bone. Like, if they're little, they still want figure. You know, they want a figure. They want a butt and boobs.
Do you ladies think that Kate Middleton has a nice body or what?
No, I haven't seen her body.
Who is Kate Middleton?
It's the one that Prince married a few weeks ago. Was kind of big.
Oh, I have not. I haven't seen her body. The only picture I've seen is where
the event was big, Mary.
Picture I've seen is where she's giving head to William on the balcony.
She was giving head to the little girl with her ears.
With a horrified little girl looking on.
Oh my God, they had a girl with lazy eyes and one with big ears. Did you see that? Oh.
Well, that's most of England. Horrible.
Okay, we're in a territory we don't usually get to, which is rambling.
Buck teeth, lazy eyes, and big ears. That's England.
Mm-hmm. She's got a pretty face, but I wouldn't bone her.
All right, wrap it up if we're rambling.
Well, ladies, thank you for another for listening, that is, to another fabulous episode of Eat This Hot Show. I'm Wanda Wisdom, and you can listen to my program, it is a program, at WandaWisdom.com. You can also listen to my co-hosties with the musties, Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com. Say goodbye, Madge.
I have a personal appearance I'm going to not make, which is in Los Angeles again, I think June 10th or 11th, whatever that weekend is around that date. And if you can't listen to my unlistenable program, you can meet me in person. If you email me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com, I'll be sure to not answer you.
Isn't that the president of Syria, al-Bashir?
I would secretly love to have a get-together in L.A., but I don't think really I would. Thanks.
Okay, well, and on the other side of the ocean, we've got Auntie Vera Charles.
Other side of the ocean. You mean the other side of the country.
Why is it so hard to remember that, my darling?
The other side
of
the
ocean.
The other side
on the other ocean.
My name is Auntie Vera Charles, and you can find me at veraspeaks.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she also has a great deal on paper mache supplies. I think she does a mail order business out of her kitchen.
And I sincerely
thank you, lady. Go ahead.
I just was going to say I sincerely hope that when you do come in June, Madge, that the temperature is where it belongs in June, which is going to fry your ass.
Oh, well, she's used to that.
I hope so, too, because then it'll make me not want to ever go there again, which I don't really want.
All right, well,
at this point, I like it. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'll report back to you and let you know.
Okay.
I wish you all the best. Have a beautiful day, ladies. Toodles!
Bye!
Shalom.
We should cover the urine that you wanted to discuss, Madge.